I'm Sarah Clapsom. I'll be here for the next 15, 20 minutes or so, responding to your comments, taking any questions, and generally looking ahead to this weekend's very big game against Sheffield United. I am still recovering a little bit from a cough, so apologies if my voice does start to go a bit. I'll do my best to get through it. I've got a gallon of water next to me, so hopefully we can get through the next 20 minutes without me spluttering away. Big, big game. I think Forest can go into it with a lot of positives and a lot of confidence from the performance against Manchester City. Thought they played really well. A lot of plus points to take from it. The challenge is to do that again and again and again in the final three games. That's probably the frustrating thing, I think, for me, is that against Man City, as we saw against Fulham, as we've seen in a few other games, Forest have shown what they can do under Nuno. They've shown what they're capable of. They've shown the standard that they can hit. But it's doing it week in, week out that is that they haven't quite been able to do. So that's the challenge, really, for the next three games. They have got to hit that level again, perform to that standard. If they do, then there's every chance that they're going to pick up points, pick up results. I guess the concern a little bit is the away form. Obviously, two of the final three games are away, big ones as well. Obviously, the trip to Bramall Lane we've mentioned, and also the final day against Burnley. Said that in a very high-pitched voice because I don't think anybody is particularly looking forward to that one at the moment. Suspect it'll all come down to that. Hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully Forest managed to do it before then. But the away form does need to improve. They do need to go to Bramall Lane and get something for me. Get the win, ideally. The big decision, really, for Nuno for Saturday is in terms of the formation. Does he stick with the three at the back that worked really well against Man City? Or does he go back to the formation that he's tended to use most weeks, the back four? Personally, I think I would be tempted for the remaining three games to stick with the three at the back. I thought it worked really well. And yes, you can say again it was against Man City. And obviously, that's a very different test to the next three games and different test to most games in the Premier League. But I think just to have some continuity and stability, and because there was a lot to build on, I'd keep it the same. The big question mark is going to be around fitness. Obviously, a few players came off in Bolly, Williams, and Murillo. We wait to see how they are. We should get an update from Nuno when we speak to him tomorrow. Hopefully they are not too serious, because I think all three would be a huge miss. Keep banging the drum about trying to have some continuity in team selection anyway. So, and because it worked really well, I would stick with it. I thought that three of Murillo, Bolly and Niakate limited Man City to very few chances, really. Matt Sells made a few saves, but not as many as you'd expect him to have made against City. So I would keep it the same. I'm going to bring some comments up. Dave, hi Dave, says, if Murillo is fit, he agrees, stick with the same three. I think so. I think having Bolly back is just so important. He made a massive difference. His height, his physical presence, his experience, I just think he is so important. And I think it would give everybody a lot more confidence going into the final three games if he is available and if he starts. He just looked really solid, put his body on the line, wasn't afraid to throw himself in front of things. And I think he helps with the set pieces as well. We know that they're a big issue. We know that it's something that has been an Achilles heel all season. But I think he just does add something to it. I think he helps in that sense. I think he helps Murillo a bit as well. Having that experienced head alongside him helps. Don't see the need to change it if there is. And I thought actually on Sunday, Forrest got the balance pretty well spot on in terms of being defensively solid, but also attacking with intent and being on the front foot and trying to cause the opposition problems. That was a real positive to take from that. So that's why I think that setup, it suited that game, but I do think it can suit the next three as well. Particularly the away games, when you do have to be mindful of, yes, trying to stamp your game, your authority on the game, but also being really solid at the back. So I would keep it the same if possible. Again, we wait to see what what happens in terms of the injuries, but fingers crossed on that front. Tom says, hope the team spirit is up. The performance against Man City was brilliant, considering they were better than Real Madrid only last week. Yeah, I really liked the performance on Sunday. I thought there was a lot of positives to take, really encouraging, real confidence booster. I thought there were some good individual performances. Mentioned Bolly. I thought Aina was absolutely outstanding. The wing-back role seemed to work really well for him, again, in terms of getting forward and trying to get on the ball, create chances, get crosses in. I think that, I mean, gosh, we know his pace. He showed it, didn't he, several times, having the better of Kyle Walker, just as he did in the reverse fixture as well. So that gives him a bit more of an opportunity as well, that kind of formation, I think. Touch wood that the Nico Williams is okay as well, because he's been in excellent form. And the wing-back role does suit him as well. So if he's... Hopefully he is fit, because I think he's been great, Nico Williams. Certainly one of the most improved players this season and has been in a real purple patch of late. If Williams is not fit, I guess at least the Forest do have options there. Nuno could play Gonzalo Montiel, who obviously came on Sunday, or he could even switch Aina to the right, because he can play on both flanks, and play Toffolo on the left if he wanted to. So he has got a few options. I'd maybe be tempted to do that, play Toffolo on the left and Aina on the right. I think Gonzalo Montiel did okay when he came on, but he has been a bit up and down. His form hasn't particularly been consistent, and he hasn't played a lot of late. Obviously, he's had injury problems as well this season. So maybe that's an option, doing that, switching Aina to the right and starting Toffolo, who has generally done really well when he's played. I think he's done a decent job, Toffolo. So that might be an option. In terms of the team spirit, I think every time we speak to Nuno or to any of the players, they all make a point of saying there is this bond and this unity. And I guess sometimes, because results haven't gone the right way, there is a temptation to say, oh, the team spirit can't be the same as what it was, or there can't be as united a front, perhaps, as we saw last season. But that's certainly not the message that we get.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Nuno has been very clear that all the uncertainty around the points deduction and the charge that Forest have had hanging over them since January has had an effect on the players, because it's that uncertainty. And I think they are only human. They do take note of what's happening. They do try to shut it out and block out all that noise. But again, it's difficult to avoid. Nuno speaks about it pretty much in every press conference. He said it is something that is discussed around the training ground, understandably so. Once they cross that white line, I don't think it will play on their minds, but you can understand it if it's something that is being spoken about a lot in the build-up to games. Hopefully, we get a decision this week, and that means it can be put to bed. And I think then there should be a determination to go out and prove a point. Forest will know what they need to do once they get the verdict. They'll know where they stand. I think you need characters in the side. And I guess that's one thing that has been questioned this season, is the leadership. Do Forest have enough leaders in the group? They do have some. Bolly, as we've spoke about, is certainly one. I think Morgan Gibbs-White is another. He seems to really relish the role of being captain and being the main man and the person that Forrest looked to not just create things, but to get them going. I think he enjoys that responsibility. I think he enjoys having the armband, and it gives him something extra. So he's certainly one. Ryan Yates is another. I know he gets his fair share of stick, but I don't think you can underestimate the role that he plays in general on and off the pitch. But do Forest have too many others beyond that? Maybe I think there is a question mark about that sense of leadership. Hopefully, though, it comes those big characters and that unity, that team spirit that you mentioned, comes to the fore in these remaining games. Forest are going to need it. It's going to be about who deals with the pressure, because the running is as much about what happens or how you cope mentally as anything that happens on the pitch. It's how you deal with all the scrutiny and the big expectation around games, certainly on these final three games that Forest have got. That's going to play a huge part. And some of that comes down to Nuno as well, making sure that he prepares the players and the squad in the right way in that sense and make sure that they can deal with it. That's going to be such a key part, because Sheffield United, I think that's a really tricky game. They're already relegated, so they've got that weight lifted off them. They can probably play with a bit more freedom. There's players there that probably have question marks over their future. Young players, if they play, will want to prove a point. So I think it's a real tricky game, that one. And Forest are going to need to stand up. Chelsea at home, depends what kind of Chelsea team turn up, as much as it depends what kind of Forest team turn up. Two teams that are very inconsistent. And then Burnley, the final game, that is going to be if it all comes down to that, it's going to be so much pressure. So, yeah, big characters needed, as much as that sense of unity that that you mentioned, Tom. Adrian says, will Taiwo play again this season? We need him. Forest have been hopeful, Adrian, for a little while that Taiwo would have a part to play in the run-in. I know there's only three games left, so if he does play a part, he's not going to get too many chances. And you would think if he is, or when he does come back, is he going to be thrown straight into the starting 11? Probably not, because he's been out for a while. He's obviously had injury problems this season, so there is going to be a degree of caution about that. As I said, Nuno has, and Forrest have been hopeful that he would have a part to play. Nuno was asked about him actually after the Man City game, about where he is in terms of his fitness, and he said he'd have to see how things go that this week. That's generally been the case as Awoniyi has been trying to come back from his latest injury. It's just been assessing him week to week a little bit, because the last thing that Forest want to do is make anything worse. I guess they kind of have to look at the longer picture in that sense. I think the form of Chris Wood is obviously, or previous to the last few games at least, took a little bit of the pressure around that, because obviously Chris Wood was firing. He was in great form and had been getting all the goals. And I think Taiwo would have faced a challenge to get back into the starting 11 anyway, based on that. Chris Wood has obviously had a little bit of a dip in terms of not finishing chances in the last few games. He missed some really gilt-edged ones against Man City. The kind that a few weeks previously you would have expected him to snap up. Those kind of games happen for strikers. It's about how you bounce back and how you recover from them and respond. He's experienced enough, and he's been through enough. He's been through ups and downs enough, Chris Wood, to know that's you just have to put those games behind you, move on quickly, take the next chance. Hopefully he does that. I think he is going to have a big part to play, Chris Wood, in the final three games. He needs to take the chances when they come. Hopefully we do get to see a little bit of Taiwo, though. Just having him back as an option on the bench even would make a big difference. Just having somebody different to be able to turn to in games and to call upon, a different option, somebody who is capable of coming on and getting a goal if needed. Hopefully when he does come back, he hits the ground running, can find some of that form that we all know he has. Fingers crossed anyway, because it's a real shame that he's had these injury problems this season, and that they have come when he's been in good spells, just as was the case last season, really. Real shame for him. He deserves better luck on that front. Simon says, any team that wants to stay in the Prem has to convert their chances. Same applies in the Championship. Sadly, though, if Bolly, Williams and Murillo are out, we've had it. Agree about the taking chances, Simon. That's what cost any kind of result on Sunday. You just think if I mean, if Nico Williams, for instance, had scored that early opportunity, it would have been a completely different game. If Chris Wood had taken any of those chances, Callum Hudson-Odoi had a couple as well. Forest deserved something from Sunday. I thought they played so well, and it was a performance that merited some result. Man City were ruthless where Forest weren't. They took their chances, and even though it was an off day for City, they weren't at their best. If you take your chances, then you get something from those kind of games. The Premier League is so ruthless in that sense. You can't afford to miss too many opportunities, particularly against the likes of City, even more so. You'd like to think that against Sheffield United on Saturday, Forest will have a fair few opportunities. It's about making the most of them. Sounds obvious to say, and it's easier said than done, because as we've seen in previous games, if you don't take those chances, you risk getting punished. So many times this season, you can look back on games where Forest deserve to get something from them and haven't, for one reason or another. Sometimes that's been at the back, defensive errors, and sometimes it's been a case of not making the most of their opportunities. They really don't want to get to the end of the season and be left to rue all those opportunities and look back and think what might have been in this game, in that game, in this game, in that game, because there's so many you could look back on. And in terms of Boly, Williams and Murillo, it would be a huge blow if any one or any one of those three are not available. Fingers crossed it's not too serious for any of them. Kieran brings up the suggestion that Murillo and Boly have been seen in training today, so hopefully that is the case. It's a positive that they might be available for Saturday, because I think all three of them are such key players. Boly, we've spoken about, makes such a massive difference. Williams has been in great form, and Murillo, as much as there is a bit of a question mark over some defensively sometimes, we all know he's a great talent, and I think he has got such a bright future ahead of him. Fingers crossed they're all fit. This is an interesting one from Maurizio. Hi, Maurizio, who says he's watching from Italy. Says, do you think Everton, having assured safety, will just sit and let Luton win? No, because I don't think that's how the Premier League works. I think I think sometimes there can be a temptation to overthink games and think what certain teams may or may not do. I think everybody always goes into games in the Premier League wanting to win. I don't think you can question that, because you get, the further you finish up the table, teams get more money for that. So they want to finish as high up as they can, not just for that reason, but for personal pride, for everything that comes with it. And I also think that there is, as we mentioned with Sheffield United having been relegated, I think there is a certain freedom that comes with having your either safety secured or, well, your future one way or another, be it safety or relegation. I think there's a freedom that comes with that, and it means you can take the handbrake off a little bit, and players maybe start to relax and play instead of playing within themselves. They want to express themselves. Everybody wants to go out there and score goals. And I don't think that, and knowing Sean Dyche and how he approaches games, I don't see that at all. But that's not to say that Luton and Burnley, it's obviously between Forest, Luton and Burnley, isn't it, for the final two spots. Burnley are on a decent run of form, and again, going back to that final game at Turf Moor, it would be such a huge fillip if they can have their situation sorted before then, because nobody wants to be going to Turf Moor and having everything come down to that final day. It would just be far too nervy. I'm not sure my blood pressure could cope with it. So I think Luton, they do have a bit of fight about them as well. So trying to predict what the results are going to be for the final few games, even for the rest of the however many games we've already had, it's you can't predict. Anything can happen. Any team can beat anyone. And there's so many ups and downs and twists and turns. And I just think Forest have to take care of themselves. It's in their hands at the moment. Got to make the most of that opportunity. And get the points that they need, not look at what Luton or Burnley or who they're facing are doing. So while it's in their hands, that's the huge positive. I like this one from Wayne. He says, if we stay up, do you think Nuno will have a cigarette and a can of Stella on the pitch? Well, get to staying up first, Wayne, and then we'll see. The big aim is just to get over the line. That's the most important thing and the priority. And then I think we'll see what happens beyond that. If Nuno wants to go out and celebrate in that way, then I don't think anybody would stop him if it means that Forest have stayed up. And then we'll have the celebrations would just be something else, wouldn't they? So, right, I will have to call it a day there. Apologies, I can feel my voice going a little bit. I know I didn't get a chance to answer everybody's questions, so apologies for that and the comments as well. Some really good points made. I'll be back with another one of these next week. Hopefully we have a positive result to talk about. Do keep an eye out because I'm sure Max will be back with another Garibaldi Red episode later in this week as well. Thanks all. Safe trip to those going to Bramall Lane. Do say hello if you're there. Fingers crossed for a positive result.